from full-time work now. So I wait for the house to empty because I don't want to get in the way of people going to work because the family are all here. So I wake up about 7:30. And when I'm sure they're gone by 8 o'clock, I start to make movements. So I do a blood test. And if it's high-ish, I'll do my two injections, Lantus and Novorapid, immediately. But if it's not, and I'm talking about before shaving, etc. But if it's not, if it's lowish, then I won't do the injection until just before I'm ready for breakfast. So I have for breakfast, I have cereal. I have a couple of slices of toast, maybe some hot tomatoes on them, and a live yogurt. Then, there's no knowing what I might do. I mean, I might do things in the garden if the weather's good. I might go shopping or whatever. So every day is slightly different. But I do have a mid-morning break for a coffee and a couple of digestives. Then go on to lunchtime, do another blood sugar and another injection of Novorapid. And for lunch, I tend not to have a heavy meal for lunch. I tend to have sandwich. This is actually where I disagree with the experts, because the Novorapid is supposed to take up the energy released from a meal. But I don't have heavy meals. I've always been trained to spread the meals out little and often, and it doesn't coincide with the theory of Novorapid and slow. So slow take up bread, you know, wholemeal bread, etc. So we have this slight problem, which I'm not sure how we're going to get over this. But anyway, there we are. So I also have a 4 o'clock cup of tea, again, maybe a digestive or rich tea or something with it. And then we come to the evening meal, which we tend to have 7-ish. Again, I would do a blood sugar test and a Novorapid injection. Now, a couple of times, it's been very low indeed at that point, a point I mentioned to the nurse, in which case I leave the injection until after the meal,